It feels great to welcome you to the first episode of Life, Meals and Nelcon, where I share my thoughts and interact with family, friends, colleagues and associates for insights on unfolding everyday events and life lessons. It has really been an amazing past year, so I learned to be consistent as purpose became clear. I also learned to be persistent, to take chances and to dare. Then I learned to be hopeful in the midst of despair. I'm learning how to be there for the ones I hold so dear. I'm learning how to love better and how to give and to share. I'm learning to make my life better, and all it takes is to care. I'm learning my way to the top, trusting God to take me there. In other news, I spent the first day of 2020 with my loved ones, enjoying the moment and sharing the gift of a new year. I also had a phone conversation with my friend and associate, who is also Nigeria's award-winning newscaster, Mike Okwoche. For more than 10 minutes, we spoke on life, love, and living. That conversation begins in a moment. Stay with me. Yeah. Mike, we've come a long way. In fact, before now, we were running a podcast, Spotlight Africa and all. So for me, this is another journey for me. I just told myself 2020, let me, you know, bring it back, you know, personally, and then interact with my friends every week, even if we don't see. But at least it's also going to give me a chance to at least put a phone call through, ask how you're doing, and then we just share thoughts and insights. So 2019, how would you sum it up for yourself, probably in a few words? What was 2019 all about for you?
Well, the point there is 2019 has been quite a dramatic year for everybody. And for me personally, I think 2019 was a year of learning. It was a year of experiment on one hand, it was a year of learning, it was a year of, trying to get it right or not. And if we talk about the superstructure, which has to do with the government has generally not fared very well in 2019, if you ask me personally. That's my own personal opinion. But that is not to say they were not trying. Are we making progress? There is a motion, but yeah. There is movement. There may not be movement, but there's a motion.
Circular motion. Been,
yeah, exactly. So 2019 has been very experimental. Has been, not very impressive in that regard. Mm. So if you ask me, okay, if we're projecting into 2020, is there hope? Well, except something changes where there is a drastic approach to issues of economy, issues of politics, issues of the real institutions, how they function, how they interrelate and all of that, except there's a drastic change with an outright policy. Otherwise, it's still just going to be the same thing. The status quo just will be maintained from the beginning to the end. Oh. Let us be hopeful.
While the government may not be doing so much at the national level, people can say, we can say people have really done well for themselves on a personal note. Personally for you, what are you most grateful for about this past year?
No, I think when it comes to individuals, an average Nigerian, because we are very steadfast, we're very
resilient.
Resilient, exactly, that's the word. We are very persevering, we're also very pushful. All those things, an average Nigerian, a lot of us, in fact, the greater percentage of Nigerians have a fighting spirit, and which makes them better off. Mm. The analysis area that I was giving was the area of where government had to, needed to
do,
and that wasn't forthcoming.
That's
but an average Nigerian, like myself, for instance, in 2019, there were things I achieved on the personal note. There are friends that I know that are doing things on the personal note. People who bought cars, there are people who, went for short courses, there are people who traveled abroad, there are people who invested, there are people who bought different properties and so on. all those things are things that people achieve. Risks they took, benefits they derived within a period of 1 year. So on that note, it's not very it's very visible what Nigerians are doing. In fact, the progress of Nigeria is on the back or on the wings or on the shoulders of all of the individual achievements here and there, from people to people, from world to world, from north to south, east to west.
Yeah.
So 2019 has been a year of progress for me, particularly because I know some of the things that I have acquired. I know some of the things, some of the risks that I took, and I know some of the persons I met, and some of the decisions I took that, you know, turned some one or two things around, brought in some money, and, you know, and some of the things that monies went out to acquire and stuff. So all of those things are things that I can be grateful for. But however, it could have been better. You know, it could have been better, because if the enabling environment were made possible, it could have been better. And that is just me.
Tell us about family. Yeah. What is it?
Well, it's been an interesting year for me. Elsie turned 1 year this year, and then Eliana joined eventually. And I must commend my wife for, you know, standing in there for me and, you know, doing all the things that she had to do, all the things she had to go through. I feel I'm indebted to her, because there are things that I could have done for her that I've not done yet, and she still endured, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So family has been wonderful. I also thank God that the last year, 2019, has been a year of sound health for my family. Nobody went to the hospital for any reason apart from just regular
checks,
malaria here and there, and just a medical check and all of that. That was good. And for family, it was nice. It was a smooth year when it comes to the family for me. And I'm grateful, I'm very much grateful to God, and also thank my wife for her understanding with me in all the ways. I must be grateful to God on one hand, and I must be grateful to her on the other hand. And I pledge that 2020, I owe her the, at least the benefit of a good smile. Something I need to do her something this 2020.
To cap it up, it's the beginning of a new decade, 2020. We got in on a vision 2020 and all. So probably we should just still outline that. What do you see happening, or what should happen differently in 2020 as it begins and starts rolling out?
Yeah, I think government has experimented enough and has actually found the formula for getting it right.
Yeah.
So I think the tactics should change. Now, the government is looking for taxes, looking for resources, looking for all of those things, monies from different avenues and different areas. Those monies, and also loans, those monies, they come in, but they may come in at the detriment of the nation, especially when you're talking about loans. Loans is a lot of interest that we have to keep paying for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So I feel that there should be a change where private sector should be brought in into so many things. They have the capital. Bring them in, create an enabling environment for them, and let them, you know, bring in their capital to handle some of these things. A lot of last year has been a year of experiment in so many ways for individuals too.
Yeah.
And I feel there are so many good things that will happen this year. Like me personally, there are some things that I'm going to do this year that I feel there are very major risks that I'm going to take, major decisions that I'm going to take, and I'm trying to see how I can collaborate with other people to do some, to carry out some certain things. And I feel it's the same thing for so many other people as well.
Yeah.
So 2020, there is a lot of hope that this year is going to be better when it comes to major decisions, when it comes to major risks, that beneficial risks that one should take.
Yeah.
All those things are there. And then as we step into the year, we're looking forward to how all of these things are going to unfold.
Thank you very much, Michael Okoche.
Thank you so much, Nelson.
May 2020 really turn out great for us. Thanks for joining me on this show. I hope to do this more often, at least. It also helps us to talk, share ideas, and, you know, interact more. Yeah, thank you.
It'll be great. It'll be great. Thank you, Nelson. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye. Yeah. So as we journey through the year 2020, it is important to understand that if there's a future, there's time for amending and a time to see the troubles come to an ending. If there's a past, there's time for learning and a time to grow if you're willing and yearning. If there's a pain, there's time for healing and a time to understand what life is revealing. If there's a task, there's time for fishing and a time to see that life is more than mere wishing. If there's a promise, there's time for hoping and a time to see yourself adjust and start coping. If there's a reward, there's time for sowing and a time to nurture a love and life that is growing. If there's a present and a shoulder for leaning, now is the time to understand that life still has a meaning. That's all for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. Until the next one, stay blessed.